And so let's get going here. So if we, what happened here? Okay, let me, I thought I opened that up, but I don't see it. Okay, let's try it again. Okay, there we go. All right. Now, oh, it's going to not let me do that. All right. Okay. The first, now, there was, can we, Yoav had said that he had worked with you on some comments that you were, some writing, a writing task that you had, but I never did see anything on that. Did you send something that didn't get around, or?
Well, I haven't been reading those set of emails because I've been stuck with running an international conference for the, yeah.
Okay.
Excuses. So I'm catching out on lost time.
Okay, well, when we get to that, I'll bring it up again, and so I just was, okay. So let's get going now. I'm going to go back just a little, backtrack a little bit to the beginning of the document. Because you'll see that in just before, the paragraph before section A in this document, Mark McFadden was supposed to write a paragraph to go after that paragraph. He still hasn't done that. I will keep bugging him on that, but I don't think we need to spend any time on that now. The next thing then is on page 3. I had highlighted in green then, and you should be able to see it on that document, extending this relationship to the newly introduced IDNCCTLDs operated as a non territory linked commercial de facto IDNCCLD should be best be avoided. This is to preempt more unnecessary controversy, etc. I'm trying to find the comment here. Hold on. This thing isn't scrolling right for me. Okay, all right. Now that, so Sophia was going to draft some language, and she sent an email. Did she send that to everybody? I didn't pay attention. Yeah, she did. Okay. And so if you are online and can look at that, I'm not sure why she repeated what I added in blue in the email in red. But she did seem to add a sentence at the end, which doesn't go here, but I think goes in the other spot. And if such, she said, and if such restriction is or cannot be specifically prohibited upon deployment of new IDNCCTLDs, then this issue of unfair competition must be addressed by means of ensuring that the technical, financial, and operational criteria required for deployment application for an IDNCCTLD must be same or similar to that for new IDNGTLD. So, in other words, I think she's saying that if it's possible, and correct me if anybody reads this differently than me, if it's possible that IDNCCTLDs could be used as generic CCTLDs, then the financial, operational, and technical criteria for them should be the same or similar to that's going to be for IDNGTLDs. Am I reading that correctly according to what others read that? She unfortunately cannot be on the call.
I'd agree with your interpretation of that.
Okay.
Then yeah, me too. I agree.
Okay. So I think then that let me find where that goes. Okay, so what I will do then is in this document.
It actually was since she was supposed to do something about A, and about the, which comes a little further down, where you have your, well, the already agreed comments marked in green here on the document, further down.
Yeah.
So this slots in more under D, actually.
Yeah. The problem with this, now I'm not seeing how to add that text into this, can we? It's not letting me... Do I need to do something to...
Well, Glenn, it says that Glenn and Bilal are editing it right this moment. All you have to do is click in the window and start typing away.
Oh, so somebody else is doing it? Is that why I can't?
Oh,
no. You can just click where you want to add the edits and just start editing. Shoot away.
Okay. And you, Olaf, where? Okay, so that was in.
That was in D.
If official status is required, or am I in the wrong place?
No.
I don't see any page numbers in this shared document. And
no, neither do I, but it was in the printout version with comments. It would be under page 3, just above. Then, should an IDM CCTLD string be meaningful?
Ah, there we go. Okay, good. Yeah. That's helpful. Oh, this is where we... Okay.
A little bit at loss here, because I've noted it in the printout I got. It's marked as deleted. One of the very last sentence here in the preceding paragraph. For those governments who do not have control. So this, I don't know. A mismatch between the documents, actually.
Okay, I have no idea why, but this thing is not letting me do any edits. So I'm clicking, I can kind of select text. Let me check something here.
You click the edit tab. Are you on the edit tab?
Where is the edit tab? Oh, up above, you mean up above on the top?
Right, yep.
Oh, so okay.
Yeah, it's something like log in if you want to start editing. So we need to do something. I haven't done that.
Log in. Where do I log in?
No, oh, he's already logged in. You can see your name at the top, right, can't you?
My name at the top?
Yep. It says Google Docs and Spreadsheet, followed by C. Gomes at...
No, I don't see my name.
I think
Google
we need
Docs,
to log in.
Spreadsheets, GSO. Now, is there a login?
Yeah,
sign in. Okay, sign in.
On the far right.
Okay, I got it. Okay, there we go. Sorry about that. I went straight to the document. And do I create a new password?
No, just use your... Do you have a Google account?
No.
Okay. I think you need to have a Google account now.
All right, rather than waste time on that,
right.
I didn't understand that beforehand. So who has a Google account that can do the editing for us?
All of us.
Okay. Olaf, do you want to do the editing?
I'm not on game either. Let's see if I can.
Oh, you're not. Okay. Well, no, hold on. Let's get somebody that's on there.
Glenn is in.
Glenn, do you have a Google account?
I'm in, but I don't have a Google account.
Okay.
You need to have the Google account to edit. I'm not sure if you do.
Are you able to edit, Bilal?
I can edit, but I'm a very slow typer, so you're going to have to bear with me. So we might be wasting time that way.
Okay. Can you do the editing?
Yes, sir.
Okay, good. All right. So if you'll do that now, what I was trying to do is add Sophia's language to the spot in the document where it's supposed to go, which would be
the second question from the top. I think should IDM CCTLD string be meaningful and SD, or is that where you want it?
I think it's at the very end of the green section under D.
Yep, mm-hmm. I got it. For those governments who do not have control.
Yeah, well, that's where I'm lost, because that's marked as deleted in my printed document.
Yeah, yes, okay, tell you what, let's, because Sophia's not on and I'm a little bit confused because of where she placed it in her email message, and rather than waste too much time on that, let me try and figure that one out after we go through this, and let's go to another point, unless somebody quickly...
Well, you go to another point, and
I
try to type it in the meantime, because I think I'm in it now.
Yeah. So I thought her comment was supposed to go under A. We had said that it was going to be addressed there. In other words, which territories are eligible for an IDN CCTLD? Should this relationship, the existence of IDNs, as CCTLDs assumes a direct relationship between an IDN TLD string and a territory as an ASCII CCTLD, and then it says, should this relationship be maintained? And so that's where I thought it was going to go, but anyway.
Well, she had actually, I think she had two places to put it. And why don't I try to put it on both, and then we
yeah,
can...
Yeah, and then we can... Okay, if you can do that, yeah, that's fine. So, do you want to cut and paste her language in both places?
I'm trying to type it now. So just to continue, and I do my best to get it in there.
Okay.
Olaf is doing it now, yeah.
Olaf, are you doing... So you're going to try and do it?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
I'm busy doing it right now.
Okay, and so I should be able to see it, is that right?
Yeah, I believe so. Or maybe you have to refresh or whatever.
I think I'm getting the idea that... that you have to be logged on to see it, too. Is that true? No? Because I'm not seeing anything.
Neither am I.
Well, that's tough. I do see it.
Good. You're seeing what you're doing?
Yeah, I see what I'm doing. I'm happy with that.
Okay, well, good.
Let's see what happens if I, when I'm finished.
To initiate the changes, you have to click save.
Okay.
Not every every 30 seconds or something, it will detect that you have made some changes and it will save. And then everybody else will, if you want to see the changes immediately, you will click refresh and it will go and fetch the changes.
Okay. I'll try to type it first.
And you're in, where at in the document? Which one are you starting with?
Yep, I see your changes. It just refreshed. And these are across your changes in mid-flight.
Okay. Real time.
Where did you make them? I'm not seeing anything.
I'm doing it on the D to start with, and then I just copy paste over to the
D.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I see it. For an IDN CCTLD.
Oh yes, they're coming through quite clearly.
For everyone except for me. Bilal, are you seeing it?
No.
Aren't you seeing it?
I am not.
Maybe I'm at the wrong section. I'm at the question that says, which territories are eligible for IDN CCTLDs. Am I at the right place?
Oh.
I did save. I hope that's the right thing to do.
You should be looking at the huge block of green thing, the Island X thing.
That's right, yes. Should anything be done, yes?
Should anything be done about CCTLD already being used?
Okay.
Yes.
I see it there, and it kept it as green. Is that right?
Well,
okay. I see it.
It was in white.
And it's turning white at the end, yeah. Well, I guess I skipped, just moved one step further. But anyway, there it is.
Okay, so we got it there. And you put it up above as well?
Yeah, I did. Just did that.
Okay. All right. Well, then let's... I see. There's the and operational criteria. Okay. All right. So that's there. So we can... now, is everybody okay with the language? I'll spend more time to tweak it in terms of flow and everything later, but is everybody okay with that, with the concept that Sophia is communicating there? Don't worry about the minor edits. I'll take care of those later. The concepts, anybody opposed to that concept? Okay. It seems to make sense to me. I'll figure out where the best place, if we want it both places or one or whatever, we can, that's not too hard to fix, I think, and we can check that later. So that's taken care of. Now, while we're at that point, that's in D, the language that I put there, is that okay? I mean, I had a writing assignment like a couple other people, and so that's what I wrote. Any problems with that? Any suggested changes? What was highlighted in green there is what I added.
Yep, we can do nothing about GTLDs being used. So, I mean, that's it.
So that's okay? All right. So that language is okay. All right.
I think it's back to Treasure Island or something, the imaginary island, isn't it?
Right. Well, maybe I should call it Treasure Island instead of Island X. So I tried to use a CCTLD that there was not a country code for. I specifically looked to make sure there was no XI. And just as an example, so but no problems with that. Okay, well then let's pick up, unless I've skipped something else. Let's pick up with where we left off last time, which is we were working on how many IDN CCTLDs per script per territory, and. Tinwi, you haven't. I take it you haven't had a chance to draft additional text, although Yoav thought you had.
No, I did. But
oh, you
but,
did.
But he had something to say about it, and then
He communicated to me that he was okay with what you did.
I didn't read that part that said he's okay, so I sort of been hanging there. So I'm going to cut and paste the stuff.
Okay.
If it's okay with you.
Okay. Okay.
Okay, I'm going to paste it in right now. So that was, where was I supposed to put it in?
That was right under how many IDN CCTLDs per script per territory. And then question in the GNSO response there, I think after the first sentence of the GNSO response, if there are multiple official scripts used in a territory, the best user experience would be to provide IDN TLDs to all of those scripts where feasible. And then that's where at least I inserted a note that you and Yoav were going to draft additional text, so we can worry about placing it later. If you can get it in there.
Okay.
So it's in A. It's under part A of that.
Okay. Okay, I'm stuffing it in green. I don't know why it's in green, but...
Oh, okay. I see it. So,
oh, yeah.
So it says, and in order to act as a check and balance against governments who adopt a highly defensive registration posture and exhaustively try to get justification for every single known language in Unicode and develop linguistically meaningful strings in each of these languages that might conceivably denote their country and language and cause a major problem for brands that need now to buy up all IDNs in these languages to prevent domain name squatting or abuse or phishing or other misuse yet to be invented, we propose that every government that wishes to implement IDN should adopt a formal input mechanism for local language communities, appropriate language communities external to their country. This check and balance means that it will become extremely onerous for a government in a defensive posture, as described above, to be able to construct processes involving an exhaustive list of language groups. Let's see. So, what does it mean to be what's a defensive posture of a government, Tenwi?
Meaning that they want to take the opportunity to stake their claim on everything under the sun that could conceivably come under their jurisdiction.
Is this the language ownership issue?
Yeah, for the simple reason that they don't want, even though they may not have a language that would, community that would conceivably use that thing, use that IDN, and they're going to do it anyway, because they are afraid that another country will step in and do that thing and stake a claim. So it's like, you know, if nobody's going to do it, I'm going to send my sub to the North Pole and plant my flag there, even though nobody's going to live there for the next 50 years, I'm going to plant my flag there anyway.
Okay, and so your solution to that is what? I'm not sure I totally follow it.
And in order to check and act as a check and balance against such governments who exhaustively try to get justification for every known language, blah, 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 right, we are suggesting that they should propose for each government that wishes to do this to adopt a formal input mechanism for each language community, each language that they want, by linking up with their local community involved. This means that if they want to plant a flag in every IDNs that they can conceivably think about, well, they have to think again, because it means that they have to start the process engaging 50, 100 languages simultaneously, and that costs money. So the reason why spam is so prevalent is because it's free. So the reason why nobody plants a flag up in the North Pole is because it's costly to send a flag up there. You need a truck for starters, you know. And therefore, by implementing or adopting this kind of mechanism, which we already have language for anyway in other paragraphs, we actually provide this a little bit more onerous procedure, so that these governments who might tend to adopt a defensive posture would find a little bit more onerous to implement 50 languages at the same time. So because of the lack of resources, they have to prioritize. So they said, okay, we will only focus on those things that we can conceivably find a local language community that we can talk to and receive input from. And if this local community language of language speakers also have similar language speakers in other places, maybe I better put it, the requirement might be for us to at least inform them that we are doing such a thing as using their language for our country.
So let me see if I can paraphrase, so to make sure that it's clear in my mind, and others can do the same. So if a country wants an IDN CCTLD in a particular script, they would be required to go through a process that involves the local language community associated with that script in their country or outside their country, and before they could do that.
Yes.
So that would be kind of a prerequisite to adding a script, adding their IDN CCTLD in a particular script would require this process beforehand. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Any other questions on that? Does everybody understand the gist of what he's suggesting here?
I understand. I would suggest that we perhaps try to simplify it a little.
Yeah, I agree with that. But let's not try and simplify it on the phone call just for time's sake. I think we can, if we understand it, I think that can be done. Now, is there anything in the concept that anybody disagrees with?
Can I ask a question?
Yes, absolutely.
I'm not sure if there is a language authority in any other country, but I'm not aware of one where I live in that you can go to get an authorization to use a language. Can we maybe just educate us a little bit on that?
Well, I mean, say authority, I said the language community itself. So, for example, if you are in Israel, to use the Yoav example, and if you wanted to implement Israel in Arabic, then you go talk to the Palestinians and the Arabic community, the Arabic Christian community, the Arabic Muslim community, and tell them, oh, look, I would like to put this here. Do you have any input? And put up a notice, and anybody can put up a blog, and you can get your feedback. And then because it's both Arabic language, well, we're going to send a friendly message to the rest of the Arabic community by putting a message out on Al Jazeera, blog site, and tell everybody, you know, please give us feedback through this mechanism, and we welcome your feedback on our implementation of .Israel in Arabic.
But would ICANN be, is ICANN ready to go into such it doesn't seem robust enough that ICANN wants to be involved in. I mean, that's what I'm trying to say.
ICANN doesn't do that. ICANN just simply mandate. Well, the idea here is that ICANN simply says, well, Mr. So-and-so from Israel, thank you very much. You want to have .Israel in Arabic? Very good. Where are your supplementary documents indicating the date, time, and process of your formal input? Oh, yes, here you are. Here's the blog site. Very good. Well done. How long was your input time frame, or to 5 weeks? Okay, fine. I think that's enough. Okay, and here was your feedback. Everybody seems to be okay, except one or two persons who had objections, and the objections were deemed were frivolous objections, and therefore we proceeded to apply. And if ICANN feels that these frivolous objections deemed frivolous by the Israeli government did not look frivolous, they will feedback and say, well, could you please address these point. And the Israeli government goes back and say, oh, well, okay, I'll go address those points.
I see. Okay.
And then come back again.
Now, Bilal, what do you think of that?
I just don't see the feasibility of that happening. It just seems to be too complicated, and it will take such a really long time for something like that to be implemented. He does have a point. I just don't see it. I'll just leave it at that.
And I think you're right in the sense that I don't think this is a path that ICANN's going to be real excited. ICANN staff is going to be real excited about going down. I should let Olaf speak in that regard. But we could possibly word it in such a way that we strongly encourage that for any script that a country wants to use for its IDN CCTLD, that this kind of consultation with the appropriate language communities is done. Keep in mind that CCTLDs right now have very, very thin agreements with ICANN, those that do anyway, even have agreements. And so probably in terms of enforcement, this one, I think Bilal is right, that this is probably a ways off if it could ever happen. But there's no reason why we couldn't word it in a way that is more of a, yeah, we strongly suggest this and da-da-da. I'm not sure it could ever be firmly enforced. Olaf, you want to comment on that? from a I can't staff person's point of view?
I think you already made a few of those comments, but let's put it like this. It's very, very difficult to get anything of the sort be judged in an objective way.
Yeah.
As well. So I think from that perspective, rather than make it sort of a mandatory, prerequisite for launching it, because that calls for vetting of the whole process, and that's a major task in itself. I think if we put it forward like the strong suggestions that such consultations be undertaken, I think also that the CCTLD community and governments would never subscribe to that kind of vetting, really. So I would rather go with the idea that we strongly recommend that such consultations take place.
Okay. So
especially in sensitive languages, for example, dot Iraq would like to adopt dot Iraq or dot Syria in Israeli characters, you know.
Yeah, and may happen, eh?
Yeah, so the idea here is that, look, you know, we're going to do this thing, okay? So you may not want to participate in the process, but we have a formal input mechanism for you to provide feedback, and if you choose not to provide feedback, as far as ICANN is concerned, ICANN can go back and tell Syria, to Israel, you know, these guys gave you time for feedback. This is the website. You could easily key it in and a blog page and send in your comments, strongly objecting, blah, 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 but you didn't, you know.
I think we're rather talking about, if you've looked into the new GTLD process, where we do have this objection handling or objection resolution process, I would say, where the governments have the opportunity to object to use of their the country names, for example, that they're being used to detail these. I wonder if, and I think we're in a slightly similar position here, that somewhere down the line there will be a need for an objection resolution process, and I think that's actually coming in under C, if we continue.
That's interesting. So that another way to approach this would be a challenge process similar to what the new GTLD introduction PDP is suggesting in several areas. Including geographic could come under that, and so it's not unlike this, and that would be a different way of approaching this problem, so that, for example, if the Iraqis wanted to, or say the Iranians wanted to have a Hebrew version of .Iran in IDN, they could then file a protest in that regard, and there would have to be some objective panel that would evaluate whether there's, you know, significant impact to that community that would be undesirable. This is an area like Recommendation 20 in the new TLDs that is tough to be objective, which is a point Olaf made, but that would be another way of approaching this. So, thoughts on that, Tin Lee?
Yeah, I understand.
I mean, is that another way to approach this?
Well, this is after the fact, right? So I'm saying we can do it preemptively, or you can do it reactively.
It could be either way, I think. In the new TLD process for GTLDs, it's preemptively. It's before it ever goes into the root. So it would be preemptive in that sense. But Okay, let's do this on this one. This is a challenging one. We could probably spend our whole call on this one. And let's all give this some more thought. Olaf, can you, maybe rework the language on this one, maybe with a couple alternatives, the approach that Tenui suggested, and then the alternative would be more of a challenge process.
Oh yeah, okay, I can have a go at it.
Yeah,
right now we're off to the call.
After. No, no. If we try to rewrite everything during the call, it'll take us 20 more calls.
Yes.
Okay. So we don't want to do that. Now let's go on and let's try and make some progress through some other places here. If we go to all right, so now going down to the next place where we have a comment, which was, it's on the top of page 4, I believe. I had a comment there. Now there was a comment from Bilal that he agreed with what I with my comment, and let me find my comment here. I have to switch over to the document. Oh, that's all. Okay, so that's all. And so let me go back up. So the question was, could there be several IDN strings for a territory in a script? If so, who would determine the number and what are the criteria? And our response was, if multiple scripts are used in a territory and if it is judged that those scripts will add value to the user experience, then the sovereign government should make the choice of which scripts and what number of scripts will be in use for IDN ccTLDs. Is that response okay? Any disagreement with that? It'll relate to this other issue we're trying to resolve that in the previous one in A, that Olaf's going to work on the language and that Tin Wee and Yo have worked on. So okay, so that's okay. Then under C, going on to C, if an IDN ccTLD string is not applied for whatever reason, should an IDN ccTLD string that could be associated with a particular or be reserved or protected in some way? And in the response that we have there, it says the GNSO formed a special working group to deal with the topic of reserved names, and that group recommended that a reserved name category for geographic names not be created, but rather than any disputes. And here's where this dispute process comes in that Olaf just mentioned. And there was a slight typo that was corrected by Avery. That was no big deal. Is that response in C okay with everyone?
I'm just a little at a loss whether we on about the what expression we use. Do we use the expression thinking back to the GTLD recommendations? Objection resolution process or something?
Well, you know, I don't know that we've been consistent, Olaf. It sometimes has been called to a challenge process. It's sometimes been called a dispute process.
Yeah, anyway, well, we know what we mean, so.
Yeah, I don't know that we need to resolve that, but you raise a very interesting point. I find myself using different terms all the time as well, and I hear others do the same thing. So I don't think we ever really agreed on what the right term is, if there is one. No problems with the rest of the response, the GNSO response to C. So we note that ccTLDs are different. One of the key differences is they clearly under the laws of one specific jurisdiction, so it might be much easier to establish reserve names categories to provide other means of protection for given ccTLDs. So So well, basically what we're saying is that for we didn't do it for GTLDs, suggest reserved geographic names, but in the case of CCTLD IDNs, it could be much more appropriate and kind of left it at that. So we're not making any real strong statement. Is that okay? All right. Then going on then to I think the next one is how many scripts per territory, and question A, Mark McFadden had just suggested that I move a sentence up to the front, and that's what I did. Any discussion on that? Is that okay? I won't spend a lot of time on these unless somebody raises an issue. Then going down to B, the GNSO response, Mark McFadden said, made the comment, is there a policy possibility here? Could it be that one of the languages was more official than others and that the introduction of multiple scripts there might be confusion about the location of official government information, for instance, under the Cyrillic variant of .ru, but not under the ASCII version of .ru? I don't know. You can see our response there. Do you think is that an issue we should try to address? This idea of one language being more, or one script being more official than another?
It's terribly complex.
Yeah.
It varies from country to country, and some countries like my own doesn't even have its most official language, Swedish, as an official language.
Yeah.
You've got four or five other official languages, but it's taken for granted that Swedish is, of course, the official language, but it's never been denoted as such.
Now what I did in response to what Mark, the question he raised, look at the last sentence in that GNSO response. It says, in that regard, could it be that one language is more official than others, and that with the introduction of multiple scripts, there might be confusion about the location of official government information, and I used his example of .ru. But I just put it as a question. I didn't make any statement or claim and just threw it out for consideration by the CCTLDs.
Yeah, whether it's helpful to them or not, I'm not sure, but I have no objections to having it there. Not
well,
at all.
Well, what I was saying, should we have it there or should we not?
Sorry?
I'm just asking, kind of surveying those on the call. Is it okay to do it the way I did it and raise that question? If they find it helpful, they can use it. If they don't, they can move right on. Or should we just not even raise that issue?
Well, I think we should raise that issue, and I think the place for it is here. And now, and we'll leave it up to them to remove it or keep it or do whatever they do with it.
Okay. So that's okay. All right?
Yep.
All right. Going on then to C, and I highlighted, I think, if I remember correct, well, I better be careful. Let's see, who did this text come from? I'm just trying to see why is it not telling me. Okay. Anyway, so now going on to C, the GNSO response there, I think, can we, that this was language that you submitted on this one, but let's look at that. The GNSO response then says, as stated twice already, if the goal is to provide the best user experience possible, why impose restrictions that may limit fulfillment of that goal? In our very diverse world today, most nations have people from other countries who speak non-official languages. A key goal should be to try to meet the user needs as best as possible. That said, it would also be, at the other end, balanced with some regulation with a light touch against the natural and well-known consequences, such as more opportunities for homographic spoofing, TLDs with little demand except for defensive registrations, and misuse of TLDs for political ends, e.g. warring groups that have little need for each other's language now, provided with the opportunity to abuse each other's languages. Now, I highlighted that because I thought it's I thought it's something that we needed to discuss further. I think, again, we're heading down a direction that it's almost impossible for ICANN to play in an objective way. At the same time, there are real issues that Tin Wee is raising here. So how do we deal with kind of those the fact that they are real issues, but it may be very tough to handle them in an objective way? Any suggestions there?
Well, if we all off here, I think that, well, what we do, or what the GNSO does, is actually to provide, well, some advice, which is actually up to the CCNSO to deal with, or the GAC. Eh?
So should we approach this one like we did the one just before, where it was kind of the issues are raised in a question? How do you deal with, you know?
Yeah, I mean, sort of, these are potential issues. Just highlight them as such.
Okay. All right. Good. All right. Well, then let's one of us take the action item to just reword that to address the issues. In kind of a question type format, where hey, how do you deal with these, or some considerations to balance this out are things like these, and I can do that, or if somebody else wants to volunteer, can we? Does that sound okay?
That's okay with me.
Okay.
Well, the point I also want to make is that you know we have to be generous about the number of languages that we use. But there has to be a limit for some kind of ridiculous number that somebody wants to, you know, throw in.
Okay. Unless somebody else wants to volunteer, why don't you assign that rewording to me?
Okay.
And I'll take a crack at that.
Thank you.
Okay. And then, going on then, I think we get down to the next one is the number of characters in the string is the main question, and under A, our response, which is a lengthy response there, the latter half of it is highlighted, and let's see, Mark McFadden had something he thought we should have a stronger statement here. I'm just looking, he said the GNSO is not aware of any technical reason not to use variable length, string length for ID and CCTLDs. GNSO is not aware of policy issues that would argue against the use of any length of string for ID and CCTLDs. The GNSO is also aware that a single character in a script of a sovereign nation's choice will be represented by more than one character in the DNS itself. So he wanted stronger than that, but I don't know. Let me see what... how do people... I mean... should we be stronger than what's worded there? Does anybody think so? Should we just come out and say, yeah, that it seems to us that variable length ID and CCTLDs are okay?
Right. It also will be more functional and more. It makes more sense to that particular community to be different than two. I don't think it's going to make a lot of sense for an IDN CCTLD to be in two characters, just like an ASCII. So
right.
To be more functional, I think it should be, and we shouldn't have any restrictions on the length of the string.
So is there agreement then that maybe we should follow Mark's advice and make a stronger statement here, basically something to the extent that we see no reason why against variables, we think that it's fine that there be variable length IDNs and CTLDs.
Which is what I've got in, if I look at the print version here of 14 August, well, it's already included in the, that exactly, word by word.
Oh, so I probably already addressed his concern way back when I first did this, and I forgot. So it may be okay the way it is.
Yeah, I've got a very, very small change that I would like to make. A single character in a script of a sovereign nation's choice. I would say, just to be very clear, a single character in a non-ASCII script of a sovereign nation's choice, because,
that's okay. What
we're meaning, actually.
That's okay with me. Why don't you go ahead and make that change?
Yeah.
So then with that change, that one should be okay. Okay? Moving right along, and I think we now move, skip quite a bit, because there were no comments on quite a few sections. If somebody is aware of one, stop me. But I'm scrolling down on my other document, my Word document, I'm all the way down to page 9, which is, let me get the main question for you. On page 8 is, are there any rights attached to a given script? And then the next time there's a comment in the document is with question B under that, and that's on page 9. That's probably not helpful to you there unless mm-hmm. you're looking at the Word document. The question was, can anyone get acceptance of a script under the IDNA protocol, or are there restrictions? For example, can a GTLD registry get the kanji script accepted under the IDNA protocol? Should that use be vetted, approved by Japan? If yes, would the same requirement apply if a script is used in more than one country? And Mark McFadden, and then the GNSO response is there. You can look at it for yourself. But Mark McFadden made this statement. This is the second time I think the draft has strayed. I think that a GTLD clearly has the option to get the kanji script accepted under IDNA protocol. I don't see a way for an individual government to influence which scripts are used in a particular GTLD. How would we see Russia have an influence on whether or not Cyrillic is supported in .org? Am I missing something here? I'm not even sure an individual country gets to consult on the choices made by a GTLD operator. Have I missed the memo? Okay, now let me also read my comment in regard to that. Comment 13 on there. You know, this is me personally speaking, please understand that. I agree with Mark's comment, and some of you may not, but I do. But I don't think that his approach is the smart way to approach this issue. Certainly there are countries that think they own their language and so forth, and some governments have taken that position. And so what I did in trying to word this was to be, I hope, considerably more tactful in the way we approach this issue rather than coming right on and saying, countries don't have any right to tell a GTLD what they can do. So I don't think that's an effective way to interact with CCNSO, CCTLDs, and the GAC and so forth. Let me open that up for discussion. What do you guys think? Am I correct, or is Mark correct, or is there some other position? I basically took approach somewhat similar to the way the new GTLD committee took for GTLDs, and that is that if there are international principles of law that could be applied so that we could make it objective, then those should be applied. Then if not, then it's kind of hard to expand law of one individual country on a global basis. And then I use the Australian CCTLD as an example. Is that okay? Is that what we want to put forward to the council? Do we want to take a different approach? Do we want to be more direct like Mark is suggesting?
Yeah, I would like to highlight at this point, maybe tangentially, that, for example, the UNESCO in the so-called Bill of Rights Nations, that each nation has a sovereign right to their language, whatever that means. So, you know, so we have to be careful about this particular point. It's been signed internationally with the exception of two countries, including the U.S.
Mm-hmm. Is the GNSO response contrary to that, the way it's worded right now, do you think, or is it okay? So I don't think there's anything here that counters that.
Yeah, so the idea is within the country, you've got to follow the rules, right? And if you're in the country, you might want to get the consensus or the opinion of Japan, for instance, or that you have your citizens in my country, or you have your language-speaking people in my country who are permanent residents, or even Australian citizens, but they want to speak in Japanese, okay? And here's what I'm going to do. Is this okay with you? Vet the proposal and see what happens. Whereas Bill Lau seems to be thinking that, you know, he wants us to, he has objection about approving whether Australia needs to seek the approval. So it's a world of difference between vet or review a proposal by Australia as opposed to getting Australia, a sovereign nation, getting approval from another country to deploy something in their own territory.
Yeah, and the way I approach it here, I basically ask questions again. The last question in the first paragraph of the response is whether that consultation is required or voluntary seems like a good discussion for the GAC and the CCNSO.
Yep.
I think that's correct, you know. And it's similar to what we were talking about on that other complicated issue that we started with today, and that is that, you know, whether that could really be made required is up for debate, but certainly it should, you know, encouraging it might be a good thing to do. Like, for example, it seems like, in my opinion, it seems like it would be wise for the Australian, whoever's doing the Australian CCTLD, to consult with the Japanese government with regard to what term they might use for Australia. Now, that may be fairly straightforward in that case, but that still would seem like a good thing to do. So, back to this. Is the language the way it is in that first paragraph okay, or should we make any changes to it? And that's the response says, are there any recognized international principles, et cetera? Any suggested changes? Okay. Then the next paragraph of the response, and I highlighted some things in yellow in there, and I had a comment there that I already read. That paragraph says, and since there's nothing that can be done to prevent a country from unilaterally stopping by legal or other means the use of any script or TLD in that script within its jurisdiction, it would seem prudent and sensible for ICANN and a prospective IDN TLD registry wishing to deploy their TLD in a given country, say Japan, in a given script, say kanji, to approach that country and or the local language community in question to vet or approve their intent, particularly from the point of view of commercial viability and market acceptability. Now, I think, Ken Wee, that this was your
yes.
Language here. And I let me stop there for a minute. I like it personally myself, and I want to get other people's opinion, except that I don't think we can have or approve. That's why I highlighted that one.
I would agree with to that. I mean, even suggesting that you're encroaching upon the sovereignty of nations and such. Well, probably and reject
Syria. If you give every country an approval right, you're basically giving them a veto right for anything. And so those who think that they do own languages would have a, you're giving them a veto right. I don't think that that's a good thing to suggest. My understanding, and I think I mentioned this on our earlier call, is that I've heard, at least indirectly, that the GAC is moving away from the concept of countries owning languages, and that's probably, they're probably not going to support that either. But I would just suggest removing or approve in that language. I think it's fine to vet their intent, but I would delete the language, the words or approve.
I have some concerns about the phrasing a bit earlier on.
Okay, let's come back to that. Can we? Anybody opposed to deleting or approve?
Yeah, no problem. Go ahead.
Okay, all right. Go ahead and delete that, Olaf, in that. Now, before we get to yours, let me just go ahead and read. Bilal, you had submitted a comment on this, so maybe we should discuss that. You asked the question, do you mean, for example, that if an organization located in the U.S. wants to apply for an Arabic GTLD, it must have approval from all Arabic-speaking countries or a subset thereof? And is what we just did, does that answer the concern that you had?
Exactly. I just don't see anybody owning a certain language.
Yeah, okay.
I can write in English. My native language is Arabic. Nobody's going to prevent me. England is definitely not going to prevent me from writing anything I want to do with in English.
Okay.
So ownership of a language is something that is not clear to me. So
approve. We've addressed that. Yeah. Okay.
Yes,
so
thank
we were
you.
Thinking. Yeah. Okay. Very good. Now, Olaf, you have some other suggested changes.
Or rather, a little concern. But when we say, and a prospective IDM TLD registry wishing to deploy their TLD in a given country, say Japan, that sounds very much like a GTLD, not so much of relevance for the CCTLD audience we're talking to here.
I see what you're saying. Yeah, that's a good point. And first of all, TLDs really aren't deployed in countries. Even CCTLDs aren't deployed in countries. They're deployed in the DNS. And so I think we should clean up that language. Maybe we just leave out, maybe we just delete in a given country, say Japan, just cross that out, and so that it would read, and a prospective IDN TLD registry wishing to deploy their TLD in a given script. Would that deal with the concern, or is there more to it than that?
I think that's it.
So, in other words, delete in a given country, say Japan. That whole phrase there is deleted.
I'm ready to do that.
Any objections to that? That was a good catch.
No problem.
Okay. Very good. All right. Then, let's move on. We're moving on to page 10. We've covered Bilal's comment there. Going to number two then, introduction of IDN CCTLDs. And Mark had a comment there, just saying that he agreed with everything in this section. And then in the response to A, is such a list necessary? Sophia had a comment, and she asked us to add something, and I think that the additions were taken care of. So let's look at that. The response, is such a list necessary? Our response says probably not. Would such a list result in an earlier ability to meet the needs of non-English users? If so, it would seem to be a good idea. If not, then it seems like the higher priority should be to meet user needs, and if that can be done without a list, that might be the better approach. If the list avoided conflicts and confusion, it might be needed. For example, in situations where there are reports of conflicts and confusions among CCTLD members themselves, or where there are reports of such conflicts and confusion from traditional standards bodies like the ISO. Now let's look at what Sophia said in that light. She said, please add, but as it stands, there are reports of conflicts and confusions within both the minority of CCTLD members who have actually been known to have thus far participated in the debate and who are not necessarily representing their sovereign governments, as well as amongst other more traditional standard-setting bodies like ISO and BSO. Therefore, while a list is not necessarily ideal, a list may avoid later unnecessary conflict confusion. Now, does anyone think that we should add a statement like she's talking about? Unfortunately, she's not here to comment. Nobody does? Okay, so for now, we'll leave that one alone. And then, under who would develop such a list, she also had a comment there, add, and language communities with local government input, if any. So it reads right now, individual countries, territories could start the process by working with language experts in their country and or transboundary language communities with local government input to develop and propose names in their official scripts for their CCTLD. Now, I think she's suggesting... she's adding language... So in addition to language experts in their country, apparently she's suggesting adding and language communities and with local government input.
Isn't that what you...
It's been added, hasn't it?
More or less.
Yeah, that's been addressed. Okay, any problems with that then? Is that the way that was covered, is that okay? Any suggested changes?
Fine.
Okay, good. Moving right along.
That's a quick comment on the preceding one, on under A. It's not altogether comfortable to make such a statement that there are reports of conflicts and confusion. That is, to me, it's hearsay. Sophia's comment there, maybe it is so, but it's... I couldn't state that, and maybe she can, but it's...
Should we say evidence of conflicts and confusion?
Yeah, well, if there is, but
that would be a lot different than saying reports.
Yeah, I mean, well, we would need also to have that substantiated by Sophia in order to introduce it, I think.
Where it needs to be substantiated is in the actual case involved. Whether Sophia could substantiate it or whether I could substantiate it or anybody else for that matter, when it really comes down to it in a specific case, what you're saying is just somebody's report that there's conflict and confusion would not be enough. So the question is, I mean, should we remove that?
No, you left it on the side, and I'd say one of the reasons why we should, for the time being, leave it to one side is really this is if the GNSO can state something like that. I mean, well, then we would like to, probably the GNSO would like to see reports and actual cases. So that we know that this is a fact and not only hearsay.
Right. No. I agree with you there. How would you change the wording here?
Oh, I don't want to change the wording. I mean, I just want to keep it on one side for the time being. I'm not very comfortable with introducing it.
So would it be better to leave that example out, the EG, and parents there? Looks like we're missing a other side of the parent.
Well. I mean, I'm back again under A, yeah?
Yes, that's where I am.
And Well,
What I'm saying, Olaf, is we could just say, if the list avoided conflicts and confusion, it might be needed, period.
Yeah, something of the sort.
And not have in situations, the example, in mm-hmm. situations where there are reports of conflicts. What do others think? Better to just leave it as it was and not add what Sylvia suggested there?
Yeah, but I suppose most people will know what these reports are, right? I mean, haven't you encountered some of these yourself? It's not quite hearsay, right?
Well, all right. Well, I actually, no, perhaps I'm stretching it a bit. The way it's the way it's captured under the EG is fairly okay on second reading of it.
Okay. Well, then why don't we just add a closed parenthesis at the end of the just before the period. I think that's the only thing that's missing.
Yeah, I see that.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So we're okay on that? All right. Back to B, because there were some things I highlighted at the end of B. The last sentence of the response under B says the CCNSO and the GAC could then develop the list in conjunction with traditional bodies such as the ISO or UN-related entities, particularly when the issue is not just technical interoperability, but also linguistic suitability, and when there may be perceived legitimacy of such a list. Now, that was an addition, I think, suggested by Sophia, and I think Ken Wee is actually the one that suggested that. The one thing I highlighted there is when there may be perceived legitimacy of such a list, and the reason I highlighted that was because that becomes terribly subjective. Any thoughts on that?
Touch on that, but do we say technical operability? Is it interoperability we want to say?
That's fine. Yeah, okay. That's better. Yeah.
Thanks, Les.
Yeah, good catch. So is everybody okay with the when there may be perceived legitimacy of such a list? Is that okay?
What's the problem you have with the perceived legitimacy? Is it the legitimacy or the perceived?
The perceived. No, legitimacy is fine. I notice I didn't highlight that. The perceived part. I mean, who perceives? How is that done? And it may be okay the way it's used here. I just flagged it so that we could talk about it. Is everybody okay? If everybody's okay with that, I don't have strong objections. I just wanted us to spend a moment to talk about it.
Yeah, you can drop perceived if you don't feel comfortable with that. You know?
What do people think? Should we delete perceived? Hello?
I really have no comment. I mean, it's perceived that there is agreement when there is really no comment. So I just have no comment.
Okay, so then I suggest we just leave it alone. If there's no strong objections to that, that's okay. Going on to C. Should such a list be mandated? The GNSO response is only if there were not other means to avoid security, stability, interoperability, and user confusion issues. And Sophia said, suggested adding or satisfy the primary motivation of such a thought-out list, widespread legitimacy. Now, I'm not really clear what she's trying to accomplish there. Somebody help?
I think about what she wants to say, that only if it was generally agreed among all parties that the need for such a list. Isn't that so? Widespread legitimacy?
Maybe so. Would what Olaf just suggested, would that wording work for those on the call?
Yeah, I'm fine with it.
Why don't you go ahead and add that in, similar to what you just said, Olaf?
I'll try to wriggle something out because try to avoid double negations here.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, I'm working on that. Don't wait for me.
Okay, so I can go ahead. Okay, so I'll go ahead. Good. And of course, once sometime after this call, we'll you can distribute the revised document. Then going on to D, if yes, by whom? This should be answered by the CCNSO and the GAC, with applicable input from sovereign governments, transnational, cross-boundary language communities, and other standards bodies. That I think was input from Sophia, that I think Tin Wee may have actually put it into the text. Let me just look at Sophia's comment there. Yeah, she had also suggested ISO, UN, and other standards bodies. Any problems with the way that's worded now? Let me read the full response again. This should be answered by the CCNSO and the GAC with applicable input from sovereign governments, transnational, cross-boundary language communities, and other standards bodies. And maybe we don't need other because we don't mention any standards bodies, do we? So I would say delete other. Any
didn't we actually mention ISO in the previous?
We don't in there right now. We could put and standards bodies such as ISO. Do you want to do that? I mean, is that?
It's up to you. But since we mentioned it already, if we just want to keep a trend,
yeah, just put it in.
So, and standards bodies such as ISO?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Olaf, are you with us since you're managing the changes?
I'm lagging behind.
Okay, so we'll hold loose here a little bit because we're making a couple fairly minor changes to the response to D.
Yep. Okay. I'm with you. I'm catching up. I've done something on C.
Okay.
Rounds as this.
Maybe we should look at refresh C and take a look at it, huh?
Or if consensus develops that such a list be mandated.
Oh, okay.
Widespread legitimacy. Well, let's call that consensus then.
Yeah, that's. I'm okay with that. Everybody see that? It certainly showed up on my screen here. Okay? All right, now, then, going on to D, the changes that we suggested, and you're well, please comment on these and make sure you agree with us, Olaf. Delete other at the end there, where it says other standards bodies, and add, so it'll end up with and standards bodies such as ISO.
Okay.
And that's the only change we made. Okay.
It's done.
Okay, going to E. Sophia had a comment there as well. So let's see. The question is, who would develop the criteria and relevant policies for identifying ID and ccTLDs? The GNSO response is, the CCNSO is the policy-making body for ccTLDs. It seems like the appropriate body for this task, with appropriate input from the broader community within ICANN and with input from the above-mentioned non-ICANN entities to establish the legitimacy of the process and the outcome. And I think that pretty much covers what Sophia was getting at. Any disagreement with that? Any other changes somebody would make? Is that okay? Okay. Going on, skipping now then to G, and again, Sophia had a comment there. The question is, if additional criteria and/or policies are required, who is responsible for formulating that policy? The GNSO response now reads, the CCNSO with input from the above-mentioned non-ICANN entities, and I think that covers Sophia's concern. Any discussion on that? Rather than repeating all those, we just kind of, the above mentioned non-ICANN entities. Okay. The next question is, what precedence should be given to ccTLDs in the IDN implementation process? And Mark McFadden had a comment on that. He basically said none, which I think is what the response says. The IDN implementation process involves technical security and policy issue identification and resolution. This work is independent of whether the top-level IDNs represent ccTLDs or gTLDs. Once the technical and security issues have been identified and resolved, a moment will come where top-level IDNs are technically ready to be put into the root. At that time, the GNSO and the CCNSO communities will be able to assess for themselves whether the policy issues have been resolved to their satisfaction. If they have, and if processes for the introduction of ID and ccTLDs is in place, the GNSO and CCNSO should move ahead at their own pace to introduce top-level IDNs. One should not have precedence over the other at that time. So that's the GNSO response there. Other than Mark's comments, and I think that what is stated there...
That's included in...
It's included, right?
As of right now, yeah.
Yeah, okay, so that's okay. So any questions or discussion on the response to that one? And then I'll go to the... And then what we did there, and I think I was the one that did this, there's a paragraph that says the GNSO IDN Working Group made the following recommendation that has some application here. And that's the idea of avoidance of ASCII squatting, which is kind of related to this. And then went on, if there are technical reasons for delaying the introduction of IDN GTLDs, when new ASCII GTLDs are introduced, steps should be taken to avoid ASCII squatting, and so on. I won't read it all unless somebody wants me to, because you can see it on the document there. The next paragraph goes on, both ccTLD and gTLD users have needs for ID and TLDs, and meeting those needs as quickly as possible for both groups should be a priority. Going down to the third sentence there, in the case of the GNSO, GTLD registrants fund well over 90% of ICANN's budget. It would be very unfair if the GTLD registrants funded activities that worked against their own needs. There was a comment there by Mark McFadden agreeing with the text and maybe making the linkage stronger, and I think I tried to do that. Sophia also had a comment there. In this context of making it a level playing field for all, it is worth noting that the technical operational financial criteria set for the selection award of ID and ccTLD should be similar or consistent. And I don't think that's addressed in here. It is. It is. So, that is there. So that was added. Is that okay? Wade's word?
Okay. It's worth a try.
Okay. All right. Any suggestions for changes? That's a long answer. Any suggested changes? All right, moving on. Going to the next major question, which is who selects the ID and ccTLD string in the absence of a mandated list? And going down to question, and then there's a general question, and then question A says, what are the criteria and policies to determine who could submit a request for the designation of an ID and ccTLD? And the GNSO response, first sentence says, this seems like an appropriate activity for the CCNSO, the CCTLDs, and the GAC. And Sophia's comment, I seems to be missing something. It says, just says, while it.
I think she refers to the following sentence, while it does not seem appropriate for GNSO to comment on this, and then she would like to add, it would be ideal. That's how I read her suggestion.
Oh, okay. That seems pretty simple. Why don't you just go ahead and make that change? I didn't understand what she was...
If we agree to it.
Is it okay? I mean, do we agree to it?
I can.
Is there anybody opposed to that change she's suggesting? So what she's suggesting is, well, it does not seem appropriate for the GNSO to comment on this.
Okay.
And then 26, her next comment is, please add, it would be ideal if such requests were to be from parties that fell into at least one of the following categories, local sovereign government, local internet business user community, language community. Oh, and I think that that's kind of addressed in the next sentence. Is that correct? Again, I'm sorry she's not on the call, but...
I think so.
Okay.
I put the changes that I'm about to make in reverse gear here.
Okay.
So we keep it as is, huh?
Okay. Any objections to that? Is that okay?
Yeah, okay with me.
Going on to B, and let me know if I'm moving too quickly or too slowly. But B, who will develop the criteria and policies? And the first sentence of our response, Mark McFadden had a comment. Is this a typo? Currently the process for the selection of a CCTLD is coordinated by the ANA in its role as a staff to the ICANN Board of Directors. The process is already in place, and I assume that designation of an ID and CCTLD would be done by the designated CCTLD operator of that country. Let's just look at the response there. It says the technical protocol criteria will be determined by the IETF and the revised IDNA protocol. The non-technical policies for selecting CCTLD strings should be determined by the CCNSO as the policymaking body for the CCTLD, with input from local stakeholders, sovereign government, local and language communities. And so there was also a comment by Sophia there that I think is addressed now in the wording there, because she said please add a process of the local government input, et cetera. Is that okay?
Yeah, well, do we keep the very last sentence? Delegation of the selected strings will be determined by IANA.
Well, that's the point that I think Mark was getting at, and where he saw some confusion. So if we remove that, I think his concern is still there. Would you change that wording?
Well, I think that it sounds like IANA is ruling sovereign in
yeah,
that.
Maybe I should say delegation of selection strings will be performed by IANA.
Yeah, I think that it's the word delegation.
Yeah, you're right.
Carried out.
What was that?
Carried out by IANA.
Maybe we should just delete the sentence. I'm not sure it's too relevant to talk about IANA here.
I'm not entirely sure either. I mean, it's something like processing of the selected things will be handled by IANA, but I mean, when it comes to the delegation, it's a multi-step process.
Well, we could say putting selected strings into the root will be done by IANA. I'm not sure that it adds anything to this question.
No, exactly. I think basically, well, who does the putting in the root? I mean,
we all know that. Yeah.
It's you.
Yeah, right. What do people think? Bilal and Tinwi, do you think we ought to just delete that last sentence? Does it add anything to the question?
I'm sorry. I was just looking at something else, but I'm not really sure. I think leaving it will not is that going to make a really big difference?
So you're okay with leaving it, although we probably ought to change the word delegation to something else.
Right.
Well, actually, we could use Mark's comment. The first sentence of that, I think, would fit in better. Currently, the process for selection of a CCTLD is coordinated by the IANA in its role as staff to the ICANN board of directors. Coordinated is closer to the truth, at least.
So what you're suggesting is just replace that last sentence with that one. I'm okay with that. Anybody else? Is that okay?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Go ahead. Do that, Ola.
Okay.
Good suggestion.
While Olaf is doing those changes, Chuck, do you want to talk about those, what is it, that 576 home runs?
for Barry Bonds?
Barry Bonds.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
My son and I are trying to get tickets for a game in September there at AT&T Park there in San Francisco, see the Dodgers and Giants play then.
Seeing that it's in your backyard. So.
Yeah. I'm not a Giants fan, but I am a Dodgers fan, so
yeah.
We'll be in enemy territory if we are able to get seats.
just don't wear the caps, you know. Just whatever. What do they call it? Unanimous.
Yeah. Okay. How you doing, Olaf?
I'm doing fine. It's done.
Okay. Going on to C then, I don't think there's anything we need to do about C unless somebody wants to suggest something different. Mark McFadden had suggested that we do, let me scroll up here because I see I'm missing, no, I'm sorry. Where is it? Yeah, comment 30. I had it there after all. He had suggested that there needs to be a richer answer there. The answer right now basically refers to what the new TLD committee did for GTLDs with regard to whether a contention for strings as something to consider. Not necessarily saying it should be the same, but just thoughts. And he thought there should be a richer answer, but he has yet to provide any text for that. So I'll give him until our next meeting to do that, and if he doesn't, unless people object, we'll just leave it as is. Are there any comments on that response? The only reason I highlighted such in green was as I was trying to make sure we could find places where we needed to discuss things, so there's no significance other than that, and it wouldn't highlight the blue part as green. So. Okay, nothing there? Okay, scrolling down, and then we're going to the question, what coordination should exist between the different actors? Question A is, who are the appropriate actors? And right now we have the GNSO responses, the CCNSO, GNSO, FSAC, GAC, ALAC, RSAC, registrants and potential registrants, IETF, which I think was suggested by, and he had suggested IANA, but I don't think IANA is really an actor in this other than the actual putting it in the root. And then we added ISO, I think, per Sophia's suggestion, sovereign governments, the community most directly served, and organized language communities. Is that okay for the appropriate actors?
I agree with the little question mark about IANA, because what they do have a vast experience of former delegations and would know some of the pitfalls, so perhaps not a bad idea to just list them as well.
Okay, go ahead, Adam. Add IANA unless anybody objects.
Oh.
Okay. Anything else on that? All right, going to B then, what are their roles? And so then what we need to do is add a role for IANA.
Oh.
After IETF. So if you want to do that, Olaf, that would be good.
I guess
you can do that after the call if you want.
Yeah, I'd try to add something, actually exactly what I said. I mean,
right.
Drawing on their experience.
Yeah. Okay. Do you want us to wait, or you'll take care of that later?
I take care of that while you
while I'm gabbing here. Okay. Do the GAC CCTLD principles need to be revised in the light of the introduction of IDN CCTLDs? The first sentence says this is a decision for the GAC, and Mark McFadden said this is clearly as new lessons are learned via the deployment of IDN CCTLDs, the GAC principles may be revised several times in the future to reflect new knowledge that all stakeholders learn, and that was added. So what he had suggested being added was added. Any questions on that? Any concerns? Okay, going to three then. Delegation of IDN CCTLDs. The question is, do existing CCTLD delegation policies apply to the delegation of IDN CCTLDs? And the response is, this is primarily a decision for ICANN and the CCNSO with consultation with other ICANN supporting organization and advisory committees as applicable. Sophia had suggested adding, it is also worth noting that one of the few recommendations that the previous CATO IDN committee that spent over a year and composed of mostly members of the non-ASCII or non-Latin script countries made was to, in the future, avoid the pitfall of delegating future IDN CCTLDs to the incumbent ASCII CCTLD holder automatically. Likely, this clear recommendation was in response to the many cases of the lack of local legitimacy of the ASCII CCTLD incumbent, then, and a warning best kept in mind as the CCNSO and ICANN formulate a cohesive policy that transcends questions of legitimacy. Now, I personally have concerns about it, stating what Sophia says there, but let me, before I comment on that, let others comment. I think we're trying to step on the we're stepping on the toes of the current CCTLD operators, and I'm not sure we gain any value by doing that. So I think from a GNSO broader perspective, I think we're better off not going down that path of suggesting one way or another whether the incumbent ASCII CCTLD operator should be the ones or not. Actually, from a user experience point of view, I personally suspect that it's probably a better user experience if that happens. But the Kato committee that she's referring to, Masanobu Kato, that most of you are probably familiar with, who was on the ICANN board from Japan, they did make a recommendation like that, but my suggestion would not be to address that here.
So are you saying that we should take out the ASCII operator incumbent thing?
No, I'm not. It's not in there right now, can we? Sophia was suggesting that we add what I read in her comment. And I'm suggesting that it. I think it's not politically very smart to add that.
Okay, then we should take it out in the ensuing paragraph, which is A. Just to be consistent.
In that follows that. So who can apply to have that? I don't see it there. Where are you seeing it?
Who can apply to have IDN CCTLD delegated or be the delegate for the CCTLD?
Right.
So anyone can apply and get IDN CCTLD. And it's not that the ASCII CCTLD should not be able to have the right to agree to someone else having it. It should be anyone can apply and anyone on the level playing field can actually apply to have IDN CCTLD delegated.
Well, I'm not sure I agree with that, but we can talk about that. But the response doesn't say that. The GNSO response says, as in the previous response, this is a decision for ICANN and the CCNSO with other supporting organization advisory committees. Nevertheless, the approved applicant should at least be from or be supported by the local sovereign government, local internet business and user community, the organized language community, and the present ASCII CCTLD operator. Oh, I see what you're saying, and that's what I had highlighted. Yeah, you're right. So we should remove it there as well. I gotcha.
But okay. That's just consistent with your point that you made about.
Yep. No. I missed that. Okay. So, what you're saying then is we should say, and we should end it with and the organized language community.
Yeah, that's fine.
Hey.
And put a period. You got that, Olaf?
I'm doing it as we speak. User community and the organized language community.
Yep.
And then, what was the outcome of B then?
Who decides on the delegation of and in particular, are there specific reasons for deviating from the standard practice guidelines that a zone should only be delegated with the support of the local internet community, which includes the government? And our response on that, which is the next thing, GNSO response to this question is probably inappropriate. However, to avoid issues of local legitimacy being questioned, as previously mentioned, there may be necessity for this, and I think that was the comment related to the comments that Sophia said. In fact, the notwithstanding was she suggested notwithstanding that the GNSO response to this question is probably inappropriate, and then changes and deviations needed in order to avoid the issues of local legitimacy should be considered for adoption. And I think that's covered in that second sentence there. I don't know if we need to change it to notwithstanding.
Okay. Were there any changes while I was typing along on the previous section?
No, we haven't changed this one in B yet.
We haven't? Okay.
No. We're looking at it right now. So I think what Sophia's suggesting in the GNSR response is to say something like this. Notwithstanding that a GNSO response to this question is probably inappropriate, comma, to avoid issues of local legitimacy being questioned, as previously mentioned, there may be necessity for that. I don't know. That seems awkward to me. But somebody have an idea here? I do think that this isn't a very good thing for the GNSO to be jumping in on. And Sophia's suggesting that the local legitimacy issue should be addressed. What do others think? Should we include that legitimacy sentence that's there?
Would we make the statement a little bit more explicit?
How would you do that? You may be right. I just don't want to figure out how.
In the meantime, since there are a number of bullet points, I see two small flaws in the phrasing, just like that. However, where there is a known legitimacy situation, I guess, well, what we mean in that and the subsequent bullet point where it's phrased exactly the same is legitimacy issue rather than situation, isn't it?
Yeah.
In order to keep in line with the verb first. I changed that in the meantime.
Okay.
And also, if you would allow, before we advance too far ahead, I mean, way back in under the what B, what are their roles, and the very last line there, for areas outside of ICANN jurisdiction, I think we shouldn't call ICANN a jurisdiction, but ICANN, outside of ICANN mission,
good.
ICANN's mission.
Yeah, that's good. Good catch.
So I do that for the same price.
Okay. Do we want to get into the legitimacy issue in these responses? I'm not sure it's the GNSO's place to be talking about what's legitimate for CCTLDs.
Yeah, I think our chapter here in the GNSO is basically to advise them CCTLDs.
Say that again, please, can we?
I suppose our response here would be mainly to focus on our advice to CCTLDs, right? Rather than talk about the thing about
and maybe not even advice, maybe give them things to think about and consider. But
at least they should be aware of the fact. You see, that's what I'm grappling with. On the one hand, we want to include the legitimacy thing because we want them to think about it. And on the other hand, you know, it may be inappropriate for us to tell them what to do. So how do we construct a response that highlights the point that legitimacy is something that they ought to be thinking about, and yet it's something that not that we want to insist that they have?
Well, maybe we do it like we did earlier in the document in our call today, where we approach it on a question. Maybe we just say a question, and this may not be the best wording, but I'll throw it out just so you know where I'm going. However, the issue of local legitimacy is one that may be worth considering. Or maybe we could say, should local legitimacy be an issue that should be considered here?
Yeah, given the fact that you have to think about local legitimacy, and TNSO is saying that you should be thinking about local legitimacy, right? You haven't thought about it already. I'll pose it as a question, which is fine.
Can you put something like that there, Olaf?
Yeah, I was thinking about
be,
it.
You seem to be pretty good at wording. So.
Yeah, is our wordsmith.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. That's then I'm glued to the keys here. No,
I hope it's not super glue.
Well,
yeah, I think I know why.
Should local legitimacy be an issue to address?
Say that again.
Should local legitimacy be an issue to address?
That may be okay.
And then we keep it like that for the remaining bullet points.
Yeah.
For the two.
Except for the last bullet point.
I think the last
bullet point, we take that sentence out to be consistent with what we talked about before. The yellow sentence.
Yeah, that's on the involvement knowledge of incumbent CCTLD manager.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, which is not the last, but next to last. Okay.
I'm looking at the question, is there any presumptive right?
Yeah.
And that looks like the last bullet under B.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, is that the one? What do exactly, okay.
The other three all had to do with the legitimacy issue. I guess we could put the legitimacy issue in under that last bullet, too. In fact, we might even be better on that whole set of questions as giving one answer for all of them, but whatever works out is okay.
Okay. Well.
Now, I know we're at our 2 hours, but we're just about done. If you guys can bear with me just for a little bit.
I actually have to hang up right now, so sorry.
Okay, so, well, if can we, and Olaf, can you stay on a little bit longer?
I can.
Yeah. I'll hang on.
Okay, so we'll try and at least between the three of us go through the rest of the document. We're already on page 15 of 16. So, and then we'll have a document. Oh, Bilal,
yes.
What's your schedule like? Are you available this coming Thursday for a meeting at the same time?
This coming Thursday? Can we? Is it
going to
be also 2 hours?
If we need it.
Thursday 16.
Yes.
Yeah, that's fine.
Can we?
Yeah, sorry?
Would 2 days from now, meeting at the same time work for you?
Let me check. I was just looking at the changes that... sorry, let me check my schedule. That you are referring to Thursday the 16th?
Yes.
I have a dinner appointment at 7 p.m. with my... former head of department.
Okay, so that does not work for you. Okay, then what about...
Either?
Yeah, next Monday, the 20th?
Monday is actually better for me also.
Olaf, does Monday the 20th work for you?
Yeah, as long as we don't stretch beyond 5.
I'm sorry, have I got the right?
The domain tasting prep code.
Let's see, so.
Oh, 5 p.m. my time. Well, forget about UTC 15.
On Monday?
On Monday, yes.
Okay. So, but the same time we have now works okay on the 20th?
It works fine.
Okay. All right. Let's shoot for that then. Monday the 20th, this same time.
Okay.
Okay. So I wanted. Okay, Bilal, thank you very much.
Okay. Take care.
Okay.
Bye, everybody.
And we'll try to wrap this up as quickly, Olaf and Tinwee, so that we can. Can we go on to C now?
No, hold on a sec. What was the time again? On Monday?
On Monday, same time as today.
Which
so
is?
That's 1200 UTC.
Okay, it turns out that I will be in Hanoi.
That's, oh, okay, so that does not work for you.
No, I'll be in Hanoi then, and if you have a phone number in Vietnam, I could call in or I could Skype in.
No,
okay.
Give me your number, Tinwee, and we'll call out to you.
Yeah, I'm not sure which hotel I'll be in.
Okay, when you arrive, send me your number and we'll call you.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, good.
Thanks, Glenn. I appreciate that. And I realize now that I forgot to press *0 to get this thing recorded. My apologies, guys. A little bit late now, huh?
Okay, before you get to C, I was just saying before Bilal went off the air that we were looking at this thing that Olaf just updated. And he went to change all 4 bullet points into the question, should local legitimacy be a topic to address?
Yes. Now, do you disagree with that? Do you have another suggestion?
Yeah, well, the thing was that the final bullet it doesn't address the consent issue specifically, if you understand what I'm trying to say.
So you think maybe it doesn't apply, does not fit there?
You're right.
Yeah, I think you're right, yeah.
Right.
So if you look back to the original stuff, right, it says that DNSO... response is probably inappropriate. However, you know, we do note that the ICANN-wide IDN committee that previously addressed both CCTLDs and GTLDs recommend against such a presumptive right. Now, the comment by Sophia was...
That was her comment that we add that.
Yeah.
And the problem is that's inconsistent with what we did previously when we talked about the Cotto Committee. That was an area that we thought best left alone rather than stepping on the toes. In other words, not saying whether there should be a presumptive right or not, but as soon as we bring in the Cotto recommendation, it'll sound like the GNSO is recommending that, and I don't think that's the direction we want to go.
So the whole issue about is the consent of the government required? Is the consent of an incumbent CCTLD manager required? Is that presumptive right? We are basically saying, okay, it's an inappropriate thing
for us to weigh in on.
Yeah, but could we sort of flip it over to say that at least? In the form of a question, whether consent would at least be something which it would be a prudent thing for them to take into consideration.
To take what into consideration?
Wouldn't the issues of legitimacy and consent be something which they might like to take into consideration?
Oh, But I thought you were saying that the legitimacy issue didn't apply to this one. I'm confused.
Yeah, well, I'm confused. But sorry, I'm not making myself clear. So if consent is required, then it means automatically incumbency, right? So the question here is asking who decides on the delegation?
No, the question here that we're talking about, unless maybe we're talking about different questions, is there any presumptive right of the ASCII CCTLD manager over a corresponding IDN CCTLD? And if we delete Sophia's sentence there, our response right now would just read, a GNSO response to this question is probably inappropriate.
And I probably should delete, should local legitimacy be a topic to address? I mean, that's probably inappropriate, well, beside the point here.
Yeah, and I thought that that's what Ken, we had previously suggested, that we delete that there. Maybe I misunderstood.
Or...
So, Ken Wee, do you think we should add something more than just that?
Get back to Sophia and ask her what exactly she means about this, you know?
Well, yeah. Unfortunately, she's not on the call. But it sounds like by referring to the Cotto report there, that suggests that there not be a presumptive right. Again, we're saying... We're raising something that I think will not be well appreciated by the CC community, and I'm not sure if the GNSO really wants to go there. It's something they're going to have to deal with, but what value is it of the GNSO saying that?
Yeah. So maybe these four bullet points should be taken as a whole. And then we'll relook at this thing because my brain is getting washed out now.
Okay, all right, okay. Yeah, okay. And the responses are, that's...
Already 10 o'clock at night and I'm really losing it, you know. I didn't quite sleep last night, so it's 10 already, so I'm really 24 hours out of whack already. Sorry about that, I'm not being coherent
yet. And Olaf, you may see if you can take a crack at maybe combining one response for all of those bullets rather than repeating what almost ends up the same thing for every one. All right, very, very quickly, who will formulate the policy for these processes? I'm in C. The GNSO response is CCNSO with input from the above-mentioned non-ICANN entities such as local sovereign government, et cetera. I think we've accommodated Sophia's concern there. Any comments on that?
Nope.
Jumping down to E,
yep.
We have at a minimum IDN CCTLD operators should be required to follow the ICANN IDN guidelines, just like GTLD registries that offer IDNs. If that requires an agreement between ICANN and the IDN CCTLD operator, then an agreement should be required. Several comments there. Mark McFadden said, shouldn't our goal be a specific agreement of MOU between CCTLD operators and ICANN as a strategic theme for ICANN as a whole? I think I basically went on and said, from a strictly GNSO perspective, I think that's, I would agree, but I'm not sure it's realistic. That whole issue is something very different. And then Sophia's suggestion was added there where it says, given that so far it has been a historical fact that ASCII CCTLDs have been run in essence as commercial GTLDs, having little to do with the territory it was meant for and run for the same route. That comment to me seems, first of all, it's overgeneralized. I think we're getting into troublesome territory if we say something like that. And if you start talking about what technical, operational, and financial criteria would apply to CCTLDs, we're totally going to inflame the CCTLD community.
Yeah, so obviously what you mean is there's been a historical fact that some CCTLDs have been run in essence as commercial, not all, right?
Okay, that's true, but what does that have to do with this question?
Ah, I see.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This is really asking, should there be an agreement? And I think our first paragraph kind of beats around the bush and doesn't say one way or another, but you know, at a minimum, the IDN guidelines should be followed. And if that requires an agreement, then yes. If we go further than that, we're going to be stepping all over the toes of the CCs and their local sovereignty of their governments.
So
my suggestion would be just leave the first paragraph as it is and delete the second paragraph that Sophia added.
I think what Sophia is trying to say, trying to read between the lines, yeah, it's like comment lines. I'm trying to throw it up and see if I can read clearly. It seems to me she's trying to gun for the fact that there should be some kind of level playing field because she keeps mentioning this CCTLD thing being run as a commercial CCTLD competing with a commercial GTLD. So maybe what she's trying to say is underlying it all is, let me see.
Now, that I'm okay with. Maybe we could just, thanks, Tinwe. Now let me see if this is where you're going. So instead of the paragraph that's there, we could say something like, if an IDN CCTLD is operated as a commercial venture like a GTLD, then it should be required that they have similar technical, operational, and financial requirements. Does that make sense?
Yeah, so long as the concept of a level playing field is established by this this tweak of this paragraph, then I think it should be fine.
Okay, so Olaf, did you get that? So
I think I got that.
So we would delete the paragraph and replace it with something like I just said.
Yeah, indeed. I mean,
and by the way, I think that's the last item that we have to cover. Obviously, we'll need in our last meeting to kind of revisit a few of these things and see if we're in rough consensus on the whole thing.
Okay.
Not
a little small request, but it's just sort of the first sentence is a little bit awkward. That requires an agreement between ICANN and the IDN CCTLD operator. Then an agreement should be required. I suggest we change that to that calls for an agreement between ICANN and so on. Just in order not to make it.
That's good. I'm okay with that. 10 ways, is that all right?
Could you type it in and maybe I could take a quick look at it?
Yeah. If that calls for, just in order to not become too overly repetitive, and it becomes a little strange as a sentence.
So the second sentence would say of that first paragraph, the response would be if that calls for an agreement between ICANN and the IDNCC to the operator, then an agreement should be required. So you don't have required in both requires in both places. Now, Olaf, can you, once you, and I'll, I have a task to submit some language at one point, and I'll do that, try and do that today, and then I think you had you were going to take one thing, and
I've got one thing, yeah, that's
yeah, and I have one thing. I'll try and send that thing within a few hours so that you have it, early tomorrow, first of the day tomorrow for you, and then if you could send out, once you get mine and get yours done, if you could send out a new version of the document that, and our purpose on our meeting Monday will be to go over that final document. I realize there's one area where we really haven't finished, but we'll work on that one we were talking about quite a bit at the beginning of today's call.
Could we swap that? Because tomorrow happens to be a holiday in Belgium, and I'm due for, we're painting our house.
Swap it. Let's see, what we're talking about Tuesday. You want to do that then on Thursday?
If I could shoot this off to you as soon as I've...
That'll work, and then I'll just add the change that I'm going to do. That works fine.
That's fine, because then I do it right away, and then...
That'll work just fine for me.
Okay,
and then what I will do is distribute a final document that we will go over, and I'll remove all the comments and everything that we've already addressed so that we have a relatively clean document to go over in our last call on Monday.
And then what I will do is now download one way or another this document and send that out. I hope it will be sufficiently clear what we've been doing. That's a little bit of a problem, because I've been changing on the screen document, which
I'll try and do whatever I can to make sure it's clear. Even if I have to send out a couple versions and people can compare to this version, but I'll try and work on that.
Okay.
Could we also look at the three bullet things, the bullet stuff that Sophia was trying to say something and we couldn't quite get what it was?
Do you mean on the legitimacy?
Yeah, it looks a bit...
Yeah. Well, we'll be able to look at any of these things again next week. We just won't go through every single thing we've done next week. We'll ask people to make sure that they review the document in total that is sent out, that I'll send out, hopefully by tomorrow, and then we will talk about those that we know we haven't finished, and then any others that people want to discuss further. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, thanks to both of you. Appreciate it very much.
Great. Thank you.
Okay.
Can we use the same system next week too, can we?
Yeah, I will try to get my mobile be switched on, and I will send email through my BlackBerry.
Oh, okay. Otherwise, what we should do is Olaf and I, or I should try and get hooked onto this, and we can send it out.
Okay.
Yeah, please. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay.
Right. Thank you.
Okay, we'll do that.
Bye.
Thanks. Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Olaf?